Masechet Avot, Perek Gimel, Mishnah, Yud Dalet. Mishnah says, Hu haya omer, he, Rabbi Akiva, would famously say, Haviv Adam shenivra betzelem. Man is beloved because he was created in the image of God. The Selem Elohim, the image of God, is the fact that a human being has reason, he has intellect, he has the ability to think things through. Only a human being has that type of logic, and Hashem gave it to the human being out of the love that he has for them. When we say human being, of course, we're referring to both Jews and non-Jews, as we'll say in the pasuk that we're going to quote, which is Hashem telling Noah and his children who all of the world came from. So that would include Jews and non-Jews. And we see here the tremendous amount of love, the even greater amount of love that was shown to mankind, because Hashem told them and he emphasized to them that they were created in the image of God. Shne'emar ki betzelem Elohim asat ha'adam. Pasuk, when Hashem tells Noach and his children that they were made in the image of God. Hashem spoke these words and he told them that everyone in the world was made betzelem Elohim. When the giver of a gift tells over to the person who's receiving the gift that he's giving it to him, it's even given with greater hiba, with greater love. If somebody wants another person to know about what they did for them, it's trying to create that relationship, trying to create that bond between them. So that's why Hashem told over to Noach and his children the gift that he gave them, that they were created, Betzelem Elohim. Habivin Yisrael, shenikra'u banim lamakom. The Jewish people are beloved because they're called the children of Hashem. And Hashem showed an even greater level of love because he made it known to them that they were his children. Like the Pasuk in Devarim says, you are the children of Hashem, your God. The Jewish people are beloved because a precious object, the Torah, was given to them. And Hashem showed them even greater love, the Jewish people, because he made it known to them that the object, the special precious object that he gave them, the Torah, was used to create the entire world. If it wasn't for the Torah, the world would never have come into existence. We learn this from the Pasuk in Mishlei, Shene'emar ki lekach tov natati lachem torati al ta'azovu. Hashem says, I gave you a good teaching. The word tov over here, torati al ta'azovu, do not forsake my Torah. The word tov is repeated over and over again throughout the first perek of Bereshit, in the creation of the world. Vayar Elohim ki tov, Hashem saw that it was good, over and over again. So we see here that the creation itself, the world, is called tov, and the Torah is called lekach, the lekach tov. So we see from here that the pasuk where it says lekach tov could be understood as the entire world, which was the tov, the good, was created for the lekach, which is created for the teaching. Lekach is teaching, which is for the sake of Torah.